Okay, Auburn is out of the SEC tournament, and now it's time to get ready to dance. It is the Live Dive Octopod Village Vice. I'm in the typical Friday SEC Road Dungeon studio, the hotel room, and he's Zach. He's in his normal spot.
That's right.
Yeah.
Hey.
So, yeah, we'll wait on folks to come in. And by the way, your super chats go straight to the top. If you've got questions, if you have things you want us to talk about specifically, I mean, we'll get to a lot of normal comments without the super chats, but the super chat just kind of is the fast pass to the front. So,
how about that?
All right, Auburn looks really good for 30 minutes yesterday. Really good for 30.
And then you're looking at this, and it's like, really the only thing that could throw this off was if they scored 20 points in a row on us.
Yeah. Yeah. That's well put. If like the best player on the floor, the stud freshman that people have compared to Jabari Smith, which makes me cringe a little, but if he just goes off and is wide open and decides to take over the game.
Yeah.
And that's what happened. Ament and Gillespie, Nate Ament and Jacoby Gillespie just took over down the stretch. And
right.
It's too many times that's happened this year. Too many times. So now that's lost. Very good.
I promised the Barncast that I would open with that, and I forgot. And then Trey popped in here saying, can you take me higher? And I'm like, oh, I forgot. I've totally forgot. So I'm so sorry.
I know all of the creeds. I can quote the Auburn Creed. I can quote Creed songs. I could quote the movie Creed. Like any version of the Creed, I got you. I'll take care of you. That was really good. That's a nice sneak attack.
Yeah, so the big question is what happened yesterday? Does it give you enough? Are you
right
in the tournament? And I have a hard time seeing us being in it. I've got a hard time getting there.
Yeah, and I think the reason why you and others are doing that is because you're looking at it from a linear perspective. It's look at Auburn, yes or no. Look at Auburn, tell me yes or no. And especially if you've watched Auburn for the last month and you've watched some defensive collapses and that's been the approach, I think that makes all the sense.
Yeah,
but that's not the committee's job. The committee's job is to find the 37 most deserving at-large teams. So the question is Auburn one of those? Are they one of the most? Are they one of the 30 most deserving? Probably not. Are they one of the 35 most deserving? Probably not. But other teams have to have proven it for you to choose. You got to pick. You got to fill out the 68 team bracket.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to have 68 total. So are they one of the deserving at large from the pool of 37 at large teams that go? I think they are.
Okay.
I think the strength of their wins and the strength of their schedule should give them the advantage, not over Miami of Ohio, but from some other teams that maybe have won 19 instead of 17, but those 19 are like Mount St. Mary's or.
I wanted to play Miami of Ohio in a play-in game so bad.
Yeah.
So bad. That would have been electric.
I still think you could do that. And I know that's been the popular talk the last couple of days. Make that a first four game.
Yeah.
Great. Do it.
Yeah. We'll do it in Dayton. Great, let's party.
Would you rather see Miami of Ohio against SMU, or would you rather see Miami of Ohio against Auburn? Which one?
Yeah, you want people to care about those play-in games? Do that.
Right.
because the Bruce Pearl stuff will be all over that. And it'll be great.
Oh, by the way, did you see the controversy yesterday? The incredible controversy. Bruce Pearl apparently, Zach, yesterday had the audacity to yell at the officials from the stands while he watched his son coach a meaningful game.
Somebody said Bruce Pearl's crashing out.
Can you believe it? Oh, my goodness. The controversy, the outrage. Bruce yelled at officials. The stuff that gets blown out of proportion regarding this basketball program is wild to me.
Yeah, for sure.
I saw a would-be wannabe podcaster title a video that had like 9 views today. Auburn hits rock bottom with their loss to Tennessee. Rock bottom. Brother, if you're looking for just this year, rock bottom wasn't the Tennessee loss. I can point to 3 other games that were rock bottom before the Tennessee loss in the SEC tournament.
Right, yeah.
It's just dumb. And I've seen rock bottom with Auburn basketball. It was a decade and a half ago. Fighting about whether or not they're in the NCAA tournament, talking about the bubble, isn't anywhere near rock bottom. Yeah, 9-time champion said it right. Thanks to Tony Barbie, we will never hit rock bottom.
Yeah, again. That set a new rock bottom for us. It's fine.
Bruce Pearl wasn't on the bubble in his first year as the head coach. All right?
That's true.
You can say, well, Stephen Pearl inherited, okay, finish the sentence. What did he inherit?
He inherited a better program.
Sure, in terms of fan support.
Money.
Money. But like when Bruce started, you didn't have NIL.
Right.
So, you know, I don't know what he would have been able to raise. He probably would have been able to raise a ton as he was getting the program.
Well, I mean, you can, I think you said this earlier in the week, like you can, Auburn can be in the tournament or Auburn can, you know, be on the bubble, whatever. And still, we all agree they underachieved.
Yes.
Yeah.
Relative to program expectations and relative to what we think the talent is on this team. Can I make another point for a case for Auburn to be in? How many losses do they have?
Is this Kyle?
That's very good.
Is that Kyle?
That's funny. That's really funny. If you count the loss, if you don't count the loss to Alabama because they played an ineligible player knowingly, that's 15 losses, and there's lots of precedent for teams with 15 losses. How interested are we in having that conversation? If you put an asterisk by the Texas A&M game, that's 14 losses. There's loads of teams with 14 losses. Typically, teams that are 1 through 40 in the net are pretty safely in the NCAA tournament. As we wake up today, Auburn's number 39 in the net. So what I'm saying isn't the most out on a limb argument.
Yeah.
Now, emotionally, we watched Auburn play for the last month. And we say, do they look like a tournament team for the last month?
Right.
Probably not. But it's a 4 or 5 month journey.
Mm-hmm.
So I will say this. If you want games like Michigan, Arizona, Purdue, and the like, then you can't punish teams for playing those games. And don't we hear that argument in football all the time?
Yep. Yep.
Fewer teams, but we hear that argument all the time in football.
Yeah, no, it definitely makes me think, okay, you overdid it in the scheduling, which historically I think you did the right thing based off of data. But if they miss the tournament, which I think they will, if I'm Steven, you play one or two of those teams and then you cupcake the rest of it. And you do the SEC, ACC thing, and that'd be it.
And what do you hear from fans, though, at that point?
Who cares?
Who cares what you hear from fans?
And November for college basketball? Yeah.
In November and December. If you're playing SWAC State instead of NC State, who cares? Are you as interested? Are the fans
what
as interested?
What was our best non-conference home opponent that wasn't part of an event?
That wasn't part of an event. It wasn't a good year. It was not a good schedule.
So the difference then is, okay, instead of going to, you know, all these different neutral site places, you play more home games.
Yeah. Well, see, I would prefer more home and road games anyway. Just as a fan.
Now with NIL, like I think our guys got paid to be out there and all that. It's like you gotta do what's needed at this point. Yeah. But I don't think you should make decisions on your schedule based off of fans.
Yeah. No, but you can't totally disregard what will sell your program and ticket sales and fan support and
winning sells the program.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you're right. The ultimate and kind of what we got used to was just play a hard schedule and win.
We're probably hitting an era where you can't do both.
Right. It's tough. I hate taking stuff off the table and just going, you can't. But it's much tougher to do both now.
And maybe in a few years we can't. Steven's got to learn some stuff.
Yeah.
Steven was a first-year head coach.
Yeah.
He wasn't great. I think he was better than some people are giving him credit for. I think he was.
You too.
You know, I think he left a lot on the table, though. Are there certain things he could do again? Yeah. I think as far as on the court, yes. Mm-hmm. I think as far as off the court, yes. I think as far as building this roster and maybe, you know, looking at personalities differently as he rebuilds this roster, I think it's going to be a totally different shift. And that only happens by, you know, if you learn. And we can all like have differing opinions on if he deserved it or not. That doesn't matter. At this point, that does not matter. We can have that conversation when the Stephen Pearl era is done. But it doesn't matter. Now it's like, did he learn enough? And is Auburn in a situation to pivot both on the floor and off the floor when it comes to getting this program back to where we want it to be?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a great point. The shooting you or shouldn't are, be.
You're a great point.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, so going forward as a fan, like, do you just want the wins? Let us know in the chat. Do you want the wins, even if it comes against Merrimack? And like, if you play UCF instead of Arizona, that's no shade at UCF. I know they won 20 games this year. But if that's your regular season game instead of Arizona, or if you get a home game against, I mean, name the Mountain West team, home game against Boise State basketball. Is that better than a neutral site game against Michigan as a fan or Houston or Purdue?
We got a chat from Nine Time. Bruce went after small college transfers like Cheney. This team had guys like Hall from UCF. Do we go small college or P4 transfers going forward?
I mean, this team also had Kevin Overton and Elijah Freeman. Overton from another big school, Freeman from D2. It's kind of a mix.
Yeah, and then didn't play much, but like Bashir and Bashir's from JUCO, right? Am I tripping?
No, Bashir what? I know Oporum was.
Oporum was JUCO.
Yeah. Those guys just didn't play. You know, at the end of this year, when it ends, whether it's over now or whether it, you know, ends after an NCAA tournament berth, the fact that you had 4 or 5 guys, thank you, Tanner, that just didn't play. Oporum had the health thing. Magwood, your backup point guard, not playing basically any of conference games.
Yeah. Man, it'd be great if we could have like a stud come in that just didn't blast his coach on social media.
Yeah.
What a low ask.
misunderstanding or not, there's some stuff that shouldn't happen and then stuff that can't happen.
Right.
So, anyway, there's a lot of stuff that could have gone differently with this year, but it didn't. There's a lot of stuff that could have gone differently the year that they held themselves out of the NCAA tournament, the year after COVID. A lot of stuff could have gone, like Sharif Cooper could have played all year.
Has anybody ever called you their Jim Nantz?
No.
How does that make you feel?
I've been called several things. I mean, I've been called things before.
Right.
But never someone's Jim Nantz.
Say something nice about Tanner Rock real quick.
Tanner Rock is probably, he probably is the greatest individual that has ever had 4064 as the end of a username in the history of usernames. And I'm right. talking about on every platform ever in the history of time. It's Tanner Rock, and then it's everybody else.
Mm-hmm. You think that's his PIN number?
That's a good question.
You think that's the last four of his social?
No, surely he wouldn't. No, he's too smart to do that.
Okay.
But what could it be? 4064.
Oh, it was the year he was born.
64?
No, 4064.
46. No, he's from the future. I got it. I got it. All right. Tanner does rock. Miller's right. Tanner's rock.
How do the guys feel? The baseball guys, they ready to rock and roll?
Vibes yeah, I think high? So. Yeah, so we went to practice last night, and it's windy here. It's always windy here. I talked to Chip Lindsey a little bit yesterday. That was kind of neat. Former Auburn offensive coordinator. He's the OC at Missouri now.
With I don't Eli think Drake. I knew that.
I didn't until I saw him on the field last night. And I, that looks an awful lot like Chip Lindsey. And then I went down to the field. And, well, by golly, that is Chip Lindsey. So that's kind of neat.
That's cool. What'd y'all talk about?
Oh, we just we had a little bit of a discussion about what some conversations on headset were like with Gus.
Oh, okay.
And, calling plays on first down and. We used to do a Thursday. Just I asked the coordinators three questions. I still do it on the main broadcast.
Yeah,
now.
You do. Yeah, and you do.
He said, "Yeah, we would talk." I hope it's all right to share this. What does it matter now? It doesn't. He would say, "Yeah, no, I'd talk to you right after Gus would tell us all not to tell anybody anything." He's like, "I think we could trust him." They're like, "No, we don't want anybody to know anything." So, yeah, that was Gus.
Gosh, so paranoid. It's crazy. That's awesome.
Gus once removed. I love Gus. This is awesome. Gus once took away the privilege of one of our video people to shoot the week of the Tennessee game in 2013 because okay. the guy was a Tennessee grad. Now worked for Auburn and had worked for Auburn for a long time, was loyal to Auburn.
I love that he knew that, too.
Had no ties to the current Tennessee staff or administration. But because he went to school at Tennessee, no, he can't be at practice. Get him out. Right the heck out.
Did Gus tell him directly, or did he get somebody else to be like, hey, go tell him
no,
he can't be here
no,
this week?
He didn't tell him directly. No, he had somebody else do his dirty work for him. I would love to have a genuine, could we please, I don't know what it would take to get Gus to come on this show. Maybe what about a Gus Malzahn live Friday?
Well, he's taking us to Waffle House, right? And wasn't that our idea?
Oh, that'd be tremendous. I don't know if that was on a different show or not, but I would love that idea. That'd be great.
I feel like that was here, but I don't think I would talk about that on any other show.
Maybe not. To have a real candid conversation about what, like, all right, let's talk about the paranoia. Let's talk about people knowing stuff.
Yeah, why'd you not burned listen? You? Who burned you early on where you just wouldn't trust anyone ever again?
Right. Yeah. Was it a high school deal? Was it something at Arkansas? I get that you know, the Arkansas time was a little up and down. Was it Tulsa? I don't know.
Yeah.
Or did Chizik instill that in him? Was Chizik paranoid and he handed it down? I don't know.
There's no way that Chiz was paranoid, right?
I wouldn't say paranoid, but he was pretty restrictive.
Yeah.
He like helped usher in this era of restrictive practices.
Well, we got a natty out of it, so that's fine.
Yeah, totally fine.
That's fine.
Not going to push back on that.
I talked to somebody the other day that said the Chizik era was a failure because of how it ended. And I'm like, my guy, we won a natty.
Yeah.
It's not a failure. But there are LSU people that say like the Ed Orgeron era at LSU was a failure. And I'm like, then what's the point? Then what's the point?
Yeah. Yeah. If all you're focused on is the end, then a lot of stuff is a failure.
Right. Who goes out on their own terms anymore? Very few.
Very few.
Very few.
Like Bobby Hurley at Arizona State. Did you see this yesterday? So,
no.
He's not coming back as the basketball coach at Arizona State, but it's the end of his contract. So, like, he wasn't fired. They're just not renewing it. He's not pursuing it. They had a contract. It's over. That never happens. Never happens in college sports. Miller. All right, let me try to pull this up. Chizik sounds just like George W. Bush. Listen to him next time he talks.
Do you have a George W. Bush?
No.
I know you have a lot of impersonations.
No, I don't have one of those. A lot of people do. Why is the
a
Hilton?
Lot of people do. That's a pretty common one. I'm surprised you don't have it.
The Hilton is calling me right now. Why do you think that would be? Like the hotel.
Is that what you're saying? Put it on speaker and answer it.
No,
you're like I'm live on a podcast. What you got?
I'm not going to do that. They're leaving a voicemail though.
Okay.
All right. Am I being too loud? Did the neighbors?
There's no way you're being too loud. It's also 10 in the morning. Like, let's get up. We're all adults here.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Did Bo do anything? I know Bo's in there with you. Did he do anything wrong?
I don't think he did anything wrong.
Okay.
Housekeeping. Could be housekeeping.
It could be.
I don't feel like they call you, though. There was never a knock. Remember last year in Athens?
Yes.
Where they just walked in? I don't like that. I don't care for that at all. God, all the because that room was even dungeonier than this one is.
Yeah, this one seems nice.
This one's fine.
Seems
that
nice.
Yeah, last year was literally like an underground bunker at Georgia. But they just walked in.
All right, hit us with questions, guys. Hit us with questions for a few minutes. We'll wrap up.
Every time Nate Oates speaks, I can
9-time gifted one barn membership. I don't fully know what that means. But I really appreciate that you did it.
So maybe 9-time is a barn member. 9-time self. And
he gifted a membership to someone.
So I don't gifted know if, a member to somebody
that or if it's random or what. I got a text. Gus wouldn't allow CoachCom on practice field to fix their equipment. That's the company that Auburn uses for like their headsets and communication stuff. So that seems problematic for sure.
Let's just use hand signals. Now we don't need them in here. That's a bunch of bull crud.
Auburnator's asking, will it rain in Missouri?
Yes.
Okay.
Next question.
Do you think it's cool or uncool and tacky that they go by the Show Me State and they really lean into it?
I think it's okay. It's fine. It's their thing. You have to lean into it.
You don't have to. No. You don't have to lean into it.
We throw toilet papers in trees, Zach. That's our thing.
No, that's a fan base thing. That we all like really like this one school and part of the state. Missouri, the people go out of their way to do the Show Me State thing. Yeah. I think it's kind of lame.
I could say this about Missouri drivers, specifically St. Louis drivers. way more aggressive than I was ready for yesterday.
Okay.
Got honked at twice.
Maybe they just knew who you were.
I don't think so.
They tell you that you're number one?
No, they didn't do that.
Okay. No. That's maybe good.
Maybe they looked at me and they thought I was Nelly. They thought I was a St. Louis icon and honked.
Thought you were who?
Nelly.
Nelly.
You know who Nelly is?
Like the rapper?
Yeah. With the Band-Aid under the eye. We need another question. Okay. He's the most famous St. Louis guy that I could think of.
They thought you were Nelly? Yeah. Is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Maybe. Okay. Okay.
Hey, they got a laugh from Bo.
Albinator, are Missouri drivers as aggressive as Keyshawn Hall?
They're probably more aggressive than Keyshawn is defensively.
100%. Who's not?
Zach. Keyshawn had a stretch yesterday where he played really good defense for a few minutes.
Yeah, that 5-minute stretch of the entire season. It's like, oh, maybe he does care.
Zach.
I got to be careful just in case we make it. I got to be careful.
Yeah, you're on the line. Oh, that's tremendous.
Also, an opinion, there is no way any mascot will ever be named after a president. All right.
What a... Also, an opinion. It's the also that really gets me there. What did that follow? I don't know. Yeah, all right. I want to go on this one here. Cuz there are some baseball questions too, but I want to address this from
Hold on. Oh, okay. Do this one then. I got something that we'll do baseball.
All right. Thoughts on the Stephen Pearl hate online? I think it's too extreme. And I think it's coming from a group of people who are really only looking at recent support for the program. Bruce Pearl wasn't going to be the coach forever. So what you said earlier is completely accurate. We're having the wrong discussion about whether or not he should have, or the timing, or whatever. He's the head coach. And statistically, he had the best first year for a head coach. His year as head coach is better than Bruce's first year as head coach. Programs are in two different places, and I get that. I think people are being a little irrational when they hate on Steven after 1 year.
I agree.
Okay.
I'm going to play this. They just sent this in. Oh, who just boy. Sent this in? It was... Pat Adams Hater 95 sent it. You ready?
Yeah, I guess.
I retired and moved back to Auburn just to watch Brad Law ingest insane amounts of Waffle House syrup once a year. Totally worth it.
Why do they make Gus sound like Ed Orgeron? Why does he sound like that?
I don't know. And he went back to his the hair color too.
That's true.
So that was 2013 era Gus that they got the picture.
Oh man, that's funny.
What if he's a secret fan? What if Gus absolutely legitimately watches Village Vice every Friday at 10?
I think we'd know.
I think we probably would too.
I think there'd be signs, you know.
Yeah, that's true. What if he showed up in the chat? What if Gus did like $1,000 super chat because that's, you know, what it is for him? Well, there's nothing like
if anybody did $1,000 super chat, I'd be like, all right, yeah. I'm going to listen to what you have to say.
Okay, I'm Gus. You caught me. Yeah. Yep. Hidden
all right,
screen name.
The
Nava Reptiles is really Gus Malzahn.
Boy, would that be crazy. The... is there extra pressure on this opening weekend of conference play because the perception of Mizzou is so bad?
Yeah. There is probably, if you lose it, it probably comes across as worse if you lose it. I don't think going in there's added pressure because I think
if
it's big enough.
If you lose it, though, does it legitimize Missouri being 13-3 going into it? Or, like, does it make them more legitimate and maybe it hurt us less? I don't know.
It's a good question. Either way, it's early. Either way, it's very early. I just don't. I mean, look, they got three guys batting over 400, but they haven't played anybody. And there have been a couple of opponents this year that have had impressive numbers before Auburn's pitching got a hold of them. Winthrop had won. Nebraska came in on a big winning streak. Winthrop had some offensive momentum. They just, Auburn's pitching has shut them down. So when you start to face better competition, doesn't matter how much momentum you bring in.
All right. We good? You got any animal facts or are we done?
Oh gosh, we've already been 30 minutes. I don't have any animal facts and I didn't record one today to do on video.
All right.
Which means it wouldn't be as good.
Nope, you're right. You got to record them. They're definitely better.
Somebody sent me one. You want me to find the one that I was sent?
Nope.
Okay, then.
Nope. Save it for next week. That's fine.
Fine.
All right, that does it for today's show.
Thanks, everybody, for watching. Remember, until next time, everyone has vices. Make sure Village Vice is one of yours.